Thanks for downloading my marriage podcast. Consider subscribing so that you don't miss out on any episode. Also, remember that you can follow me on social media at mymarriagepodc1 on Instagram. And also remember to support this podcast with your donations at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. If you'd love to be a guest on this show, you can always reach out to me on Instagram or send an email to maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode of My Marriage Podcast. Remember to subscribe so that you get notified when a new episode is out. Check out for a new episode every Monday on Move TV if you are in Nigeria, and on Friday on your favorite podcast app. Remember that you can help this podcast to grow by sharing it and also by letting others find it when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast app. Please also support My Marriage Podcast by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. You can also find My Marriage Podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blu-ray, Speaker, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, YouTube, and any other podcast app. Connect with me on Instagram at mymarriagepodc1 and on email at maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Before I go, I'd like to say that the joy stealers will never steal the joy in your home, that the home breakers will never break your home, that your marriage will last forever, and you will keep on finding peace and joy in your home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, and welcome to My Marriage Podcast. Consider subscribing if you haven't subscribed yet. And also remember to support this podcast with your donations by going to patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. This episode is sponsored by My Registry Wedding. Visit myregistrywedding.com for your entertainment stories, relationship tips, parenting tips, and more. On today's episode, I'll talk about, should a wife be blamed for her husband being a cheater? A lot of women have been brainwashed to believe that there is something wrong with them, and that is why their husband is cheating on them. When you go to the gym, you see a lot of women trying to lose weight, all because they believe that their husband is cheating on them because of their weight or because of the way they look. But they tend to forget that even models with their beautiful shapes and looks are being cheated upon. The worst part of it is that when a woman goes to complain, especially in Africa, goes to complain that her husband is cheating on her, the question she's being asked is most times so ridiculous. For instance, a woman might go to complain that her husband is cheating on her, and the next thing they ask her, does he provide for the family? Please, how does this correlate with a man cheating on her? They ask her, does he beat you? Please, how does beating her correlate with a man cheating on her? They ask her, has he ever brought in any woman into the house? Please, how does these questions relate to what the woman is complaining about, that the man is cheating? It's like someone saying he or she has headache, and you are asking her or asking him if his leg is paining him or her. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Those questions are so ridiculous.
So at the end of the day, they try to deviate from the issue at hand and ask ridiculous questions that are not even connected to the issue. They might even also ask the woman, "Are you sure you satisfy him in bed?" Please, how does that correlate to the man cheating on the woman? So most of these questions have made so many women to start believing that they are the problem. That if only they could lose weight, if only they could look more beautiful, if only they could, you know, go the extra mile on the bed, if only they could do this, if only they could do that, perhaps the man will not cheat on them. And that is why I am talking about this issue today. So that women can know that they are not the reason, they are not the cause, and they should not blame themselves for the man cheating on them. The only person that could be blamed for cheating is solely the one who has made that decision to cheat. And it is the man. So the man alone should be blamed for cheating on the woman. There can be no excuse. It can never be justified. I keep on saying it. Cheating can never be justified in marriage. There is no reason at all that can justify cheating. So as women, do not ever blame yourself for someone who has made the decision to cheat. Cheating is not a mistake, like I've always said. This is an intentional act. The man has to talk to the woman. The man has to go to the hotel. The man has to pay for the hotel. He has to pull off his clothes. All this is not a mistake. It is a process. A process is being followed. And that is why it is an intentional act. It has nothing to do with you. Even if you add the weight, even whatever reason there may be, a man who has the deep fear of God, a man who has a personal relationship with God, a man who genuinely values you, values commitment, respects you, will never, never cheat on you, regardless of what the issue might be. Instead, he will rather address the problem rather than going out there to cheat on you. And the truth is, there are some certain men who are incapable of being faithful to anyone. So regardless of what you do, even if you like sacrifice your life for him, if you like have a Coca-Cola shape, if you like be the most beautiful woman on earth, he's still going to cheat on you. Because such men are not capable of being faithful to one woman. They are always intoxicated and incited by having a new woman all the time. So even when they have mistresses, they can't even be faithful to those mistresses because they must sleep with several women. That is what excites them. Such men are sex addicts. They are addicted to sex. It's like an addiction. It excites them whenever they sleep with a new woman. So it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you do or what you didn't do. So it is high time you stop blaming yourself. It is high time you stop accepting the blame. Sometimes some family members try to downplay the whole issue. They look for a way to make it look as if you are the problem. They look for a way to make it look as if you are the cause. You are the reason why the man is going out there. But a man who has the fear of God, who has a personal relationship with God, will never, never go out there to sleep with another woman. That is the only thing that can keep a man from cheating. A man who has the fear of God. Not just a man who goes to church. Not just a man who makes going to church a routine. a spiritual man. There's a difference from being a churchgoer and being a spiritual person. A person who has built a personal relationship with God. A person who has a genuine fear of God. That is the only thing that can keep a man away from cheating. A man who does not have the fear of God. A man who does not have a personal relationship with God. A man who always watch porn. A man who feeds his heart and spirit with immoral content, regardless of what you do as a woman, he is going to cheat on you. So this has nothing to do with you. A man who is pure in heart, that feeds his mind and spirit with spiritual content, with godly content, with the word of God, that stays away from porn, that stays away from immoral content, that appreciates you, that values your relationship, that values commitment, that respects you, that is ready to put in the work necessary to make your relationship to be a happy one, he would never cheat on you. And such men are very rare today. Yes, they exist, but they are very rare. 90% of men do not fall into this category of spiritual men. You don't need to be a pastor. In fact, a lot of pastors today do not even fall into this category because a lot of them, they cheat on their wife. And their wife, no. The woman just have to bear it because of, you know, the things the benefits she's enjoying from the man. And what people will say about the organization. So she would just rather keep quiet and bear it and bear the pain. So even being a pastor does not necessarily mean that you are a spiritual man. So it is only a man that is spiritual, that has a personal relationship with God, that is a man that will not cheat on you. So do not let anyone tell you that you are the reason why your man is cheating. Or do not let anyone tell you that you are the reason why your woman is cheating. A cheater will always find a reason to cheat. That is the simple truth. A cheater will always find a reason to cheat. So it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing at all to do with you. A man who will not cheat, regardless of what you do, he's not going to cheat on you. Instead, he's going to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you to try to call your attention to the things you're doing that he does not like. But he will not go there to look for another woman. So, dear women, it has nothing to do with you. Do not blame yourself. Do not blame yourself as, oh, it's because my weight is too much because I'm so fat. Oh, because I look so ugly, that is why. Why are you fat? Because you gave birth to kids. And the kids are bearing his name. So you made a sacrifice for the family that has made you to add on some weight. So why should you be blamed for that? If he truly loves you and he is no longer attracted to you, then he should have a heart-to-heart discussion with you and know how both of you are going to work on the weight so that you can lose the weight and be attractive to him, not for him to jump out there and start sleeping with other women. That is never a solution. So that cannot be an excuse. So it is time that you stop taking the blame for your husband cheating on you. Anybody who has decided to cheat, that is the decision of that person. And it is only that person that can also make the decision not to cheat again. Do not think that there is something you're going to do that is going to make, you know, the man to stop cheating. He might just become smarter and try to hide the cheating from you. But if he genuinely wants to stop cheating on you, that decision again depends only on him. He is the only one who can decide and say, I don't want to cheat on this woman anymore. Your monitoring him will not help. He might only become much more smarter, start using two phones, hide one in his car. The other one he will bring into the house will not be the one he use for, you know, his dirty acts. So he drops the phone, you have the password, you have the PIN or whatever. You go into the phone, you're not going to see anything. And so you believe, oh, this man is faithful. But it is only him who can genuinely decide that he does not want to cheat on you again. So monitoring him will not help. Fighting him will not help. Keeping malice with him will not help. All those things will only make him to become smarter and look for ways to deceive you, to make you believe he is no longer cheating, that he's faithful to you. He is the only one who can decide that he doesn't want to cheat again. And if he does not want to fix it and you're trying to fix it, you only end up frustrating yourself and depriving yourself of happiness. The truth is, you cannot fix someone who does not want to be fixed. If he does not want to stop cheating, you cannot stop him from cheating. I'm telling you, you cannot. That decision must come from him, because he is also the one who made that decision to cheat. So the decision to stop cheating also have to come from him. So never again blame yourself or believe you're the problem. That is why he's cheating. It is a decision made by him to cheat, and he also is still going to be the same person to make that same decision not to cheat again. The only thing you can do as a woman is to try to bring him closer to God. Try to make him to become a spiritual man. That is the only thing you can do that might help him to stop cheating on you. Bring him closer to God. Let him grow in the fear of Jehovah God. Let him become closer to God. Not just a matter of, you know, the family going to church. He must be a spiritual man. That is the only way, or the only thing that can make him to take that decision not to cheat on you again. And when you do this, he will not cheat on you again. He will be able to make that decision, because when he starts growing in the fear of God, he will realize that what he's doing is wrong. And then he will decide to stop cheating on you, and then peace and happiness will reign in your home.